Welcome to Legal Talk here on eRadio. And joining us today from Hananon Attorneys is Thabiso Tekudu. And we're chatting to him for the very first time in 2025. Thabiso, welcome back to Legal Talk.
Hi, Ian. Thank you very much for the invitation.
Now, before we get into today's chat, we asked last week on the Friday poll on LinkedIn, do you know that you can apply for interim maintenance and other reliefs pending finalization of a divorce? And 73% of the people said yes, and 27% of the people said no. So the majority said yes, they know that you can apply for interim maintenance and other reliefs pending the finalization of a divorce. So that brings us to today's discussion on the Rule 43 application. Thabiso, what is a Rule 43 application?
Hi, Ian. As you would know, divorces can take a very long time to finalize and can also be very acrimonious and bitter. For example, one party to the divorce proceedings, especially the financially well-off party, can weaponize the divorce proceedings and cut off financial support to the other party. In some cases, one party can prevent the other spouse from having contact with the children. Essentially, what Rule 43 application does is that it provides a mechanism where a spouse to the divorce proceedings can obtain interim relief before the divorce is finalized. This is taking into consideration the two examples that I have just given you, where one powerful party can financial support to the lesser well-off party, or where one parent, you know, cuts off contact or care with the other spouse to the marriage.
All right, and in what circumstances can a spouse utilize a Rule 43 application?
Well, that's a very good question, Ian. A Rule 43 application can be used to obtain interim relief in respect of maintenance of the spouse and or of children, in particular where one of the spouses is unemployed or earns far less than the other party, and was probably, you know, like the homemaker while the other party was a breadwinner. So that party can approach court for the other party to continue, basically, to maintain them during the divorce proceedings. Secondly, it can be for interim care and contact with the children, because divorces are so acrimonious, you know. Or you wake up one day, the person doesn't want you anymore, and you're thinking, I'm going to show this one flames. They're not going to see the kids anymore. So this application can assist with that. Thirdly, it's a contribution towards legal fees of one of the parties to the divorce. In fact, I had a similar situation with a friend of mine, married to a well-off guy, and during the divorce, actually, when I asked her, do you know what a Rule 43 application is? She had no idea what it was. So the one well-off party can assist towards payment of the legal fees during the divorce proceedings. Fourth instance where you can use it is enforcing payments in relation to paying off the bonds to the matrimonial home, the vehicles, school fees, medical aid, and other things. So those are the circumstances where you can utilize a Rule 43 application.
Okay, very, very interesting indeed. And I also want to ask you, what will the court consider in granting such an order?
Well, the court will consider the living standards of the parties. I think that is a factor that the court always consider, whether it is to maintenance to one of the parties to the marriage, or maintenance towards the children. It always considers the living standards of the parties. It will also consider the financial position of the applicant as compared to that of the respondent. What that means is that the court will ask, does the applicant lack the means to sustain themselves, and whether the respondent has the means to meet the needs of the applicant. However, I should rush to mention that it should be borne in mind that Rule 43 should not be weaponized by a vengeful spouse against the other spouse, but should be a genuine request for appropriate relief. And in some cases, unnecessary items of grandeur have been refused in these applications by the court.
And I'm also sure that our listeners, would like to know if this Rule 43 application is actually expensive and time-consuming, like the divorce process itself. Is it, Tabiso?
Well, in my view, Ian, it is both affordable and efficient. Whereas a divorce proceedings could take up to 5 years, for example, in some cases, I have seen 5 to 7 years because the parties cannot amicably come to a conclusion of the dissolution of the marriage. This one is affordable and it is efficient. And if I may explain, the process involves the applicant drafting a notice and an affidavit that they have deposed to. Then they take this notice and the affidavit and deliver it to the respondent, obviously through their attorney. 10 days from when the respondent receives this application, they must reply through an affidavit to the applicant. Thereafter, the matter will be set down for hearing, where the court will make an order that it deems fit. Unlike in an action application where you have to do discovery, you have to do pre-trial, you can have interlocutory applications. This is designed, or it's by design, meant to be very quick and affordable.
I never knew about this Rule 43. Today you certainly taught me something, Tabiso, and now we know that there's actually this option. That's Rule 43 in a nutshell today here on the Legal Talk. Very, very interesting. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for the invitation, and I hope that the listeners will find it useful and pass on the information as well.
Absolutely. We'll chat again soon, Tabiso. Tikudu from On and On Attorneys. Take care.
Thank you, Ian.
Are you or your business in trouble and struggling to find a solution? Call Hahn & Hahn Attorneys, as we assist clients in finding solutions. We specialize in consumer and food law, commercial and construction law, forensic investigations, and administrative law. Visit hahnlaw.co.za. That's H-A-H-N. We assist clients nationwide. Hahn & Hahn Attorneys, because we care. Don't miss Legal Talk with Hahn & Hahn Attorneys, Wednesday mornings at 10 on eRadio.